I want to start the sermon by asking you to pull out your bulletin and turn to the back cover. And I want you to see there the following. Mission statement, sharing God's grace, serving through love. Core values, we hear the good news of God's love in worship and scripture. All are welcome and valued with no exceptions. We serve and help our neighbors, community, and those who are in need. We love, care for, nourish, and support one another. We are boldly generous with time, talents, space, and resources. So what do you notice about these words? Do you notice anything different about these statements that together the congregation prayerfully chose to represent what we believe that God is calling us to do as the people of God here at St. John's? The answer is no. These words printed on the bulletin today are the exact same words that were printed on the bulletin last week, and the week before that, and the week before that, and every week since we adopted these words as a guide for who we are some 5 years ago. Why do I say this? Because I know that many need the reassurance in the midst of the political upheaval of this week, that the church, that our church, our congregation is still here to walk together. That our God revealed in Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, whose Holy Spirit is poured out upon us to fill us with love and transform us by love, is still with us together. Now, I know that we all know that people of faith in Christ voted for both political candidates. We all know that people in this very room did not all vote the same, which means, obviously, that we have widely divergent opinions on what is best for our nation. And the fact is, we may never agree on that. And let's be honest, that can be a difficult place to be. Having different ideas about what leadership, what direction our nation should go means the things we prioritize and maybe worse, the things we fear, the things we're worried about, the things we're afraid of for ourselves and for our loved ones, for our children, are not the same things. And that can be scary. But despite that, we have found here what we receive here, the gifts of God, which we find here at St. John's as God's people together, are important to us, mean something to us, have brought us together as a family of faith in this place. I know absolutely that is true, because I've seen it myself. I know you have too. Most recently, through the amazing results of our annual appeal, in which so many of you who, while you might disagree on some things, still agree that you found a ministry and mission and a calling and work that you do together, and it's moving to you and it's important and you want to support it, and you've submitted statements of intent for the coming year, many even declaring an intention to increase generosity. I've seen it in the willingness over the last couple of months to have hard conversations about whether or not we are ready to move forward in welcoming our neighbor in an even more public way. I've seen it in your willingness to have these hard conversations that matter in a loving, compassionate, respectful way, caring for each other, even when discussing a topic that generates both passion and anxiety. I've seen it in all the things throughout the year that we come together to do for one another and for our community. From sending youth to the gathering and to the dwelling, to purchasing loads of blankets and sleeping bags and canned goods for people in disaster area, to caring for youth from Kappa by providing them holiday fun, to all the things. The so many things that show that we are of one mind and one heart on these core values. To share God's grace, serve through love, faithfully and continually listening to the good news, welcoming and proclaiming the beloved human value of every person that walks through the doors, serving and helping neighbors, our community, those who are in need, kind-heartedly loving and caring for and praying for and nourishing and supporting one another in good times and bad, boldly and generously sharing all we have, both as individuals and as a congregation. As the people of God in this place, we're committed to these values, these principles, these actions through which we have declared and continue to declare, this is what we believe. No matter who leads the nation or our communities, no matter what disasters afflict us or our neighbors, no matter what things fill our hearts with sadness or frustration or fear, these values, these declarations bind us together in purpose. To work together to proclaim God's reign, to proclaim God's reign which is being brought to birth, brought into being, breathed into existence in our midst and in the world. To proclaim God's reign, which is changing hearts and changing lives with God's own love. This is the good news for us this day. God brings broken humans together to do something beautiful that is of God. God uses us to proclaim love. God is with us to bear us up, to carry us, to console us, to inspire us, to strengthen us. You probably see by now the connection that I'm about to make with the scripture readings that we heard. Both the prophet Elijah in the reading from 1 Kings and the impoverished widow whom Jesus watched putting her last coins into the offering plate. Both the prophet and the widow reveal the truth we need. Elijah was on the run from an evil queen who sought to kill him. The widow was destitute. She had nothing except two tiny copper coins worth almost nothing. Both of them were nearly at their end, pushed to the margins, lost, broken, unable to sustain themselves, all, truly all they could do was trust desperately in God to sustain them. All they had was desperate trust that somehow God would care for them, deliver them, and renew them. All they could do was put their trust in a God of grace. All they could do in their situation from which they could not extract themselves was put their faith in God, in God's love, in God's people who carry and bear God's love to one another. This is the good news. All we can do and are able to do and must do ever. This has always been true. All we can do is cling to the one who loves us, the one who has declared us beloved, who has promised us abundant life. Even amidst chaos, division, disasters, illness, the death that fills the world. This is the good news that brought us together into God's presence, and this is the good news that continues to sustain us as we journey together as a family of faith. I want to end with some words of wisdom that I happened across this week by a woman named Venice Williams, All I know is she's a community leader in Milwaukee. But these words caught my heart. They echo our mission statement and core values as God's people here together at St. John's. She said, continue to do good work. Continue to build bridges. Continue to lead with compassion. Continue the demanding work of liberation for all people. Continue to dismantle broken systems, large and small. Continue to set the best example for the children. Continue to be a vessel of nourishing joy. Continue right where you are, right where you live into your days. Do so in the name of the Creator, who expects nothing less from each of us. Amen.